You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome along to the League Podcast from William Hill. A very happy new year to all of you listeners. We've got a busy bank holiday Monday of football action in store in the Football League as well. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Pete Farries. How are you, Pete?
I am well. I'm unhappy that Reading got called off at half-time though, because they were my nap and they were absolutely battering Fulham. But other than that, utterly disgusting but entirely understandable decision, I'm fine.
Good. Enjoy the new year. Did you do much for New Year's Eve?
We went to a friend's house. We had some drinks and some food, and I fell asleep at 12:08. So that, my friend, is the rock and roll lifestyle that I lead.
Certainly, I'm impressed. Although at least you saw in the new year, 12:08. You know,
I did.
Good 8 minutes,
I mean,
of the new year.
I barely saw it. I mean, I was already on the way down.
Fair enough. Good thing is you've got a big day of football to perk you up on Monday. Plenty of matches, and we're going to focus on the televised game in the Championship. We're going to hear from Gav Puszulowski and Al Ross as well on the best of the action in League One and League Two. And we'll also get a little bit of an acca from Pete, or a little bit of a treble to knock together as well. So Blackburn against Newcastle, Pete. Blackburn 5-1 in the market. The draw 14-5. Newcastle are 8-13. Newcastle, I won't say had a wobble, but they're not quite the force that they once looked at the moment. But a lot of people will be seeing this as a good opportunity for them to bounce back. Do you reckon it is?
Well, I mean that win over Forest was certainly a step forward, wasn't it? But you're absolutely right. They did have a little bit of a weird thing. They lost to Blackburn, of course, in the reverse fixture 1-0, which was a complete surprise. They followed that up with losing to Forest, albeit with 9 men, and then those two red cards were then rescinded after the fact. And they lost narrowly to Wednesday as well. So they've shown a propensity to lose games at times you wouldn't have thought they'd lose, because as good, for example, as Sheffield Wednesday are, away from home, we know they're not a massive force. But do you want to back Blackburn here, Mark? I mean, I actually genuinely think Owen Coyle is doing a good job with what's available to him. The fact that they're not adrift, really, is amazing. Just 3 points off Cardiff, of course, who admittedly have a game in hand. But, you know, the fact is that they are still half alive and they are getting some interesting results is impressive. But they're conceding goals. They're conceding tons of goals. Oh, very sort of nothing there, didn't they? Tons of goals. Anyway, they're conceding loads. I mean, 3 against Preston, 3 against Brighton, 3 against Reading, 2 against Barnsley. And OK, they did well and were unlucky. Almost beat Huddersfield until that last-minute Naki Wells equaliser. But the thing is, Newcastle score goals. And they're going to be extra, extra up for this after what happened last time. Because, let's be fair, Newcastle will know that they should not have lost at all, let alone narrowly at home to Blackburn Rovers. So you've got to sort of break these down into several markets that look good. Firstly, Newcastle to score over 2.5 match goals is 23-10. Now, teams of their ilk, the likes, as we said, of Brighton, the likes, as we said, of Reading, they have done that. I mean, even Preston did it, to be fair, but they have done that to them recently. Why would you want to be with Blackburn here? It doesn't make any sense. So over 2.5 match goals, Newcastle is an absolute beaut at 23-10. The other 1.5, 8-11, very, very good indeed. On top of which, both teams to score, as much as I think Newcastle will win, you've got to put together an argument with both teams to score at 10-11, because it landed in the Huddersfield game, it landed in the Reading game, landed in the Brighton game, landed in the Blackburn game, and as good as Newcastle are, they've conceded in their last 3 championship matches, and that's a decent run of form lines for that bet, really. So to the other 2.5 goals, 4-5. Because I actually think the Newcastle could technically do that themselves today. The Newcastle and both teams, or the Newcastle and 3 or more goals in the match, around the 5-2 for Newcastle and BTTS. And then we get to the other markets, which are obvious. Because if there's a goal scorer market that's obvious this week, who is it in this game? It's Dwight Gayle.
It is.
It's it. I mean, you that obvious was, the answer was so obvious, you didn't even take part. It was almost like, this is just pointless.
I thought you would, you know, you'd make the point yourself, yeah.
We all know the answer. But he's got 19 goals in 20 league games this season. But what I like about Dwight Gayle is, when he scores, it tends to be in braces. And this is what's so fascinating about him. So we go back to his first goal of the season. It was against Huddersfield. It was an individual goal. then brace, single. Hat-trick, brace, 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 hat-trick, single, brace. So actually, if you're planning on backing Dwight Gayle, don't just go for the any time, well, I mean do, because it still lands, 3-4. Look at the two or more every time. Because if you fancy him, actually, this season, statistically, if he's going to score once in a game, he's actually more likely to score again than not.
Yeah, I like it.
So 16-5, Dwight Gayle, two or more, is very, very decent indeed. The double result, 6-4, I mean, it hasn't been landing loads and loads, but Blackburn were behind at half-time against Preston, behind at half-time against Brighton, behind at half-time against Barnsley, so three of the last five, it would have landed. And Newcastle are going to be well up for this. Now, these games, with only a day or so's rest, are always a bit trickier. They're always a bit trickier. But I still can't see how Newcastle's vast squad, deeper squad, better squad, does anything other than possibly wipe Blackburn off the face of the planet today. I think it could actually be very, very, very one-sided. So you might even want to consider something like your handicap markets as well, because even if both teams score, Newcastle could still absolutely, I think, tear through them today. Minus 1 is 17-10, which is great. Minus 2 is 9-2, Mark. There is tons of value in this. It's not the best game for betting, but of course we'll hear one of those in a minute.
Right, well, if that's not a teaser, I don't know what is. Yeah, but basically in this game, very much pro-Newcastle, very much pro-goals as well. Newcastle to win in over 2.5 goals in the match is 11-8, which I think looks superb, by the way. Dwight Gayle, you mentioned him. We just want to mention some enhanced odds markets here as well. Dwight Gayle to score, Newcastle to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That was 7-2. That's now 4-1. I think the only thing against you there is there might be far more goals than that.
I think there might be, yeah.
Yeah, but Newcastle to win by two or more goals, that was 17-10. That's 9-4, which will be of appeal to many people.
Yeah, so there you go. I'd actually completely missed that, which is idiotic of me considering I use this website every day of my life. but you're absolutely right. The minus one is 17-10, but two or more goals, which is the same thing, is 9-4, and that's a better price. So ignore everything I said about the handicap price and play the enhanced odds with the same logical reasoning behind it.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Pete. You were teasing us there with your best bet coming up. We're going to get your best bets in the rest of the action in the Championship. Take it away.
Well, let's start then with a game in the North West, and Wigan host Huddersfield. It's 11-5 Wigan, the draw 11-5, and Huddersfield 7-5. And I'll tell you what, let's start with how good that 7-5 is. Four wins from five from Huddersfield have meant that bad run of form they went through for a little while seems to have been blown away. They've also been doing it against poor sides, so the likes of Bristol City, Burton, Norwich at the moment, and Nottingham Forest as well, means that they probably should be okay against Wigan. Now, admittedly, they had to get into it very late, of course, against Blackburn on Saturday when they equalised through Naki Wells in the 90th minute, but the point remains, they are a very, very good side. Wigan, though, have been struggling for some time. The decision to part with Gary Caldwell seemed a little harsh at the time. They've not been particularly great at taking points since his departure. In fact, they have now won just two games, going back as far as the 27th of September. But why else would Huddersfield be good value? Let's not forget that these are two games in very quick succession. Wigan played away at Derby on Saturday and got a very creditable and hard-fought draw. And, well, Huddersfield got that draw at home against Blackburn. But the issue always for David Wagner has been fitness of his players. He is a man so, so strong on getting his players so, so fit. And that kind of extra 10, 15, 20% can get you over the line during what is an absolutely crazy Christmas period. So all of that builds to 7-5 for Huddersfield and looks very, very good for it. Now, Naki Wells scored, of course, the other day. That's now three goals in five games for the Bermudan. And to be honest, he's a good price in this game as well at 6-4. When you consider the other man at 6-4, Elias Kachunga, who's also been good this season, is really more of a home goal scorer. There's plenty of good players in that Wigan side as well. Craig Davies can do a job. Will Grigg, of course, has an entire country named after him now, pretty much. And, of course, the likes of Max Power, Jordi Gomez can always do something special and magical from distance. But at the end of the day, you're offering me 7-5 on a side we know is fitter, we know is better, against a side that right now just can't seem to get it right. Bet number one, Huddersfield, at 7-5. Next up is Norwich against Derby County. Norwich in the market then at the time of the recording at 7-5. The draw 12-5. Derby County at 2-1. So why would I want to play any of these sides here? Well, for me, it's quite obvious. Norwich, who I thought would be beaten by Brentford but managed to get themselves a 0-0 draw, have been at least looking a bit more human in the last 90 or so minutes. The problem is, it's hard to see that continuing, especially against the Derby County side, whose form is infinitely better. For their last championship loss, you've got to go as far back as the 22nd of October, and if you take out the initial early chaos of their season, they are one of the scariest teams in the championship right now. For Norwich, though, it's not been going well at all. Just two home wins going as far back as the 15th of October, and that was, by the way, against Rotherham. They did batter Brentford and find their way past Aston Villa, but they are a side that really more and more seem devoid of confidence, and if things don't go their way early, it's likely that the fans, possibly very understandably, will turn on the players and, as they have done recently, turn further on Alex Neil. So again, why else Derby? Well, the fact is that Derby's form is pretty darn impressive, isn't it? You consider that of their last 10 games, they've won all but three. They've been scoring plenty of goals, and away from home, they've been fairly impressive too. So if you look at the results recently, in the last five, they beat Wolves, they beat Wigan, they beat QPR, and got that fairly unlucky 2-2 draw against Fulham. So first and foremost, what markets are worth your time and your money? Well, over 2.5 goals is 21-20. Now, okay, that's only landed in two of the last five Derby County away games, and in fact, only two of their last five games generally. But when you look at Norwich's home games, the 5-goal game where they lost against Leeds, the 5 they hit past Brentford, the 2-1 loss to Huddersfield, you get the impression that actually this game, especially with fatigue of how much football these players will have played in only a couple of days, could get looser, could get scrappier, and could land you that 21-20. Also worth looking at here is the buy a goal for Derby County, because I think Derby County win this match. Norwich +1, Derby -1 is 18-5. Now they've won 11 games this season, Derby. That's landed in 7 of those 11. And when you look recently at the, in fact all season, at the losses that Norwich City have had, that's a fairly common trend as well. So their first loss of the season was a 3-0 loss to Birmingham, which obviously disproves my point a little bit, but they lost 4-3 at Newcastle, then 1-0 against Preston, battered at Brighton, but narrowly by a goal against Leeds, by a goal against QPR, by a goal of course against Derby when they went to the iPro earlier in the season, by a goal against Barnsley, by a goal against Huddersfield, and then obviously Reading dispatched them with relative ease on Monday, Boxing Day of course. So you have to again consider the best way to play this. The buy a goal is a good way of doing it. Tominter's form has been very good recently, so 19-10 any time for him is very, very good too. But those are just a glimpse into markets which really pale in comparison to the draw no bet Derby at 23-20. This way, if Derby do have a bit of an off day, if fatigue does drag this game down, you've still got odds against and your money back if it comes back as a draw between Derby and Norwich. And for me, that's the best bet in this game. But for me also, Norwich City can't be backed at the moment against anyone, let alone one of the league's most informed sides. Okay, so you knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. It's that obvious, really, isn't it? Because Reading are 11-5 to win away from home against Bristol City on Monday the 2nd. Why? Well, again, it's quite hard to work out, isn't it? Reading will be fresher than Bristol City because both teams played on Friday night, but only one set of these two teams actually finished their game. Reading were on top against Fulham before Fogg called for the game to be off at half time. They'd had 6-1. They'd had one really big chance, and they'd been, quite frankly, superb. So they'll be 45 minutes fresher. On top of which, of course, Bristol City have been having an absolute nightmare. 8 losses from 10, Lee Johnson's job apparently on the line, and they've been conceding goals. 2 against Huddersfield, 2 against Preston, 3 against Wolves, 2 including, admittedly, 1 stunner from Ipswich as well. So, again, Reading's form, the traders are continuing to show them absolutely no respect. This is a side who, lest we forget, have won a phenomenal 8 of their last 10 games. Away from home, yes, of course it's been shakier than at the Medeski, but they've won 3 of the last 5. They won at a poor Blackburn, they won at a poor Wigan, they won at a poor Rotherham, and with all due respect to Bristol City at the moment, they're in that poor bracket. Now, yes, they went to Craven Cottage and got annihilated. They went to Leeds and got summarily dispatched. And on that day, while Reading weren't good, Leeds were excellent. But 11-5, folks. Fresher. Better. Better form. Better price. Better everything in this game. This might come down, of course. This is betting. This is the world that we inhabit. But the fact of the matter is that they should not be 5-4, draw no bet in this game. Now, Gareth McCleary, again, we put him up and up and up, and he has been scoring well. 2-1 any time for Gareth McCleary. Roy Behrens got a couple of goals a couple of weeks ago. He's 18-5. And, of course, on the other side of things, let's not be stupid here, Tammy Abraham has had an absolute corker of a season, albeit he was gifted a goal against Ipswich Town. This is still a guy with 12 league goals this season. So if you fancy a Bristol City goal, and I'm not entirely convinced Reading can keep a clean sheet, then it's worth looking at his 21-20. But of course, my nap of the week is going to be Reading at 11-5. It was the nap of the week, unquestionably, for the last round of fixtures, but that didn't manage to come through. But they're fresher, they're better, and really, ultimately, they are the best bet. The very best of luck too.
So it's the start of a brand new year, and here are my three favourite shouts regarding all of the League One action on Monday afternoon, starting with Scunthorpe at home to Peterborough. I actually quite fancy Scunthorpe at 11-10 to bounce back in style from that disappointing defeat away at Bolton, which sees them drop from the top two. Going to be interesting to see how Scunthorpe respond to that, top of League One all the way from September onwards, and then right at the start of 2017, they're not even in the top two. But Scunthorpe have got their good home form to rely on. They're still scoring plenty at home, and they have taken 13 points on the last 15 available. They're up against the Peterborough side, who are looking to get back into the playoffs, and their home form has just dipped a little bit, Peterborough, with two draws. So Peterborough's away form is where they need to claim the points to get back into the playoffs, and they have won their last three games straight on the road at Peterborough. They've only got three defeats away from home all season, so they could be argued a bit too big at 5-2. Just to pounce on the insecurities of Scunthorpe at the moment, who are just possibly wondering if their bubble has burst. Now they're out of the top two. But I think this is going to be action-packed. I think Scunthorpe are going to have a go to show that they're going to get back on track immediately. And I think Peterborough are going to have a go because they know that they've been dropping points at home. So therefore, this is just goals at Glanford Park. And I'm going for both score, no draw, yes, at 13-8. My second bet involves the draw masters at the moment in League One, which is Bradford, who have drawn their last four games straight. And because of that, they really have lost touch with the top three. And therefore, for Bradford, it's just about getting and remaining in those playoffs. Bradford have drawn their last game away at Walsall. They've drawn their three games at home last time they've played. So Bradford, I think the draw is a big play at Northampton as well. Northampton's home form is their Achilles heel. They've actually not kept a clean sheet at home in six, and Northampton have only won one of their last five games at home, having lost the other four. So Northampton are there for the taking. They've made one or two loan signings, Northampton. They could be buoyed by that, but I just think the draw at 21-10 is standout because Bradford, they're doing enough not to lose a game, but they're not doing enough to win a game. And I think 21-10 is a play between Northampton and Bradford for the draw, and he could even go for the 1-1 scoreline. And my third and final shout is Millwall away at Wimbledon. Wimbledon, who have just stopped scoring goals and their away form is a little bit poor at the moment, but they're back at home, and that's where they are very dangerous, Wimbledon. That's where they get the vast majority of their points. Wimbledon at home recently beaten Bury 5-1, lost to Bradford 3-2, drawn 2-2 with Fleetwood, and beat Port Vale 4-0. So Wimbledon at home Recently, they've scored 13 goals in four, and Millwall away from home, every single game bar one, has been over 2.5 goals. And Millwall have just found form and are starting to fly up the league at the moment, and they find themselves on the cusp of the playoffs. And I think Millwall are going to be one of those teams that makes a late surge and ends up in the playoffs. I think they're a play at 6-4, but I'm going for not over 2.5 goals between Wimbledon and Millwall. Happy New Year. I'm going for over 3.5 goals in this London clash, Wimbledon versus Millwall. That is 2-1. So my bets for this Monday's action is Scunthorpe and Peterborough both score no draw, yes, at 13-8. My nap selection is Northampton and Bradford, just the draw at 21-10, the fifth consecutive draw for Bradford. And I'm going for over 3.5 goals, a goal fest between Wimbledon and Millwall at 2-1. If you add that all up, it is just over 23-1.
The only part of the treble that let us down last week, but there is good reason to back Cambridge again. Conceding a 94th minute equaliser at Leighton Orient will have stung the team just as much as it did sting our wallets. And Cambridge paid the price for taking their foot off the opponent's throats without making sure of the 3 points in that match. If they were to face a serious test this week, maybe I'd question whether the end of what was a 5-match winning streak could turn into full decline. But thankfully, they have the perfect rebound match. It's Notts County at home. They're still inside the playoffs, if only just. They're back on home turf, fire in their bellies, and against the Notts County side, who've proven to be bankers to lay in recent weeks. 8 straight defeats, conceding 19 goals. Add that to well-documented off-field problems. It's not a match that County will be looking forward to. And Cambridge boss Sean Derry knows Notts County well. He was sacked there in March 2015. His Cambridge side are 3 wins from 3 against them since Derry took charge at the Abbey Stadium. Nothing here points to a County win. They picked up 17 points by the start of October, 5 points in 5 October games, then no points in November, no points in December. Expect January to start the same way at a very generous 5-6. Cambridge have scored 9 in their last 3 at home. County conceded 9 in their last 3 away. So Cambridge at 3-1 on the race to 3 goals looks interesting for those who want to get more involved. Newport County's last win, meanwhile, that was against Notts County, and that was back in mid-November. Since then, 6 straight defeats, and so in terms of sheer form lines, the other best bet that jumps out this week would be Wickham, who've won 9 in 10 and are somehow 5-6 against the Newport side, who can't buy a point right now. Since they lost against Wickham in November, they've played 5, lost 5, shipped 16 goals. That's an average of over 3 a game. Again, this will be a high scorer. Again, there's an obvious looking winner. Elsewhere, Stevenage are averaging 3.17 goals per game this season, for and against. Only one side in the division has seen more, and it's the team they're playing this week. Because at 3.3 goals per game, there is every reason why Doncaster are worth a glance. Stevenage are better on the road than at home, but they've lost 3 of their last 4 matches. And the Keep Moat Stadium is Doncaster's stronghold. They are still unbeaten there in League 2 this season. And having lost top spot as they dropped points last week in a derby against Mansfield, Donny will be right up for this one. 4-5 is a reasonable price, but 11-4 on Doncaster and both teams to score, 19-4 on Doncaster and 4 or more goals in the match. These two met at the start of December. Doncaster won it 4-3 at Broadhall Way. Stevenage's Ben Kennedy, by the way, scored in the last 2. Stevenage lost both of those games. He is their second top scorer. And Ben Kennedy to score in a Doncaster win is 17-2, which might be worth a dabble. I've played the safer Doncaster and over 2.5 goals at 8-5, but choose your own risk level with this one. The outright 4-5 goes into the treble. Cambridge would be the nap this week, but the gap between Wickham and Newport right now makes the 4-5 on Wickham too big to ignore as the nap. All odds on bets this week on the outright, but it's hard to make a case for any of Cambridge, Doncaster or Wickham's games going under 2.5 goals. So the risky bet would be all three outrights and over 2.5 in every game at 22.71-1. The outright treble would pay you out on Cambridge, Doncaster and Wickham at 4.94-1.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.